Thank you, Cardiff. Danny speaking.
Hey, Danny Doyle. He was calling you back.
Oh, hey, Doyle. How you doing?
Pretty good. I got tied in a meeting longer than I was supposed to go this morning, so I apologize.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I was just trying to, you know, touch base with you. I know you wanted to talk this morning. I know you're probably pretty busy.
I'm actually okay.
Okay.
Kind of what I had a question about, you know, we were talking about pumps and equipment and stuff, but we got another little deal going.
Okay.
I don't know if it's something up your alley, but I'm going to run it by.
Okay.
We got in the end of 2014, we got a company out of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
We're in a lawsuit with these guys. They owe us about $2 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bunch of money, and I paid all the bills on it, paid everything on it. In good faith, and we're hoping this would go faster than it is, but the lawyers, and it's just taken, it's something we're going to win, but it's a big company, and they're dragging it out, they're being miserable.
Yeah.
What they did is they started the project way late and made us late, and they tried to blame us, which isn't going to work. And then they used, in our business, there's a subgrade product that goes down before our concrete goes down.
Okay.
They used a non-spec product, which is going to bite them. But they're going to drag this out probably another 6-8 months.
Wow.
But anyway, what I was thinking they're trying to do is recover some of the money that I put into it, some of the capital.
Uh-huh.
It's not hurting us quite so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know if you guys would be interested in investing in something like that or finding investors to help with capital.
Yeah, so you're looking to get some extra capital? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, perfect. I mean, how much, you know, are you looking to get?
Well, I put $1.5 million back into it. And what actually, out of the law, I probably put close to $2 million. So what I was trying to do is recover at least half of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're looking to, pick up about $1 million then?
Yeah.
Okay, and what were your gross annual sales like?
Last year they were $12 million.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we're right around there. We have our working capital program, and we'll be able to free up, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, as unsecured cash. And now with this, when you're getting the capital back, are you putting this into those projects that you have coming up?
Yeah, that's what we'd use it for.
Okay, and what kind of?
Forward.
Yeah, just because that's crazy. I can't believe that company did that to you.
Never had it happen before, and I'm not that big a company where I can absorb a loss like that. And we're gonna get it, but they're a bigger company and they played this game before. And what they do is they just every time we counter their claim or they milk us right to the last minute. So. My lawyers, and actually, I might have to cut this short. I see my lawyer just called me while we're on the phone. But he said that they'll drag this out as long as it's been going on a year now.
Wow.
I think they'll drag it out another 6 to 8 months.
That's crazy. I can't believe that they do that. And so they have a reputation for this?
I don't know if they do or not, but the dealings we've had with them, they're a bunch of snakes. And once right now they owe us that money, then here soon, whatever the law let us do, then there'll be a civil suit against them because they've cost us probably an extra another $500,000 besides what they owe us.
That's crazy.
You got to go through this route first, and once you're through that, then you can run a civil suit against them. But
yeah, and it's just costing you your time, all your money as well. Yeah, and it's just. And I'm sorry to hear that. And you said the stuff they laid before the foundation that you poured was not to spec?
No, it failed 7 out of 10 tests.
Oh, man.
We went out and fixed a bunch of stuff they claimed was warranty on our part. So out of good faith, we fixed it, which was about $400,000 worth of stuff.
Wow.
And it was cracks in our concrete. It happened over the winter. Well, we hired a private engineer out of Minneapolis, and he's one of the best in the trade. And he said what this non-spec fill did is it's got too many fines in it. And what it does, it sucks moisture from 2 foot away, and it brings it right under the concrete, and that's what's causing it to crack.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
What they'll do is they'll keep dragging out and dragging out, hoping that we'll settle. And we're not going to do that. We're going to fight it right on through.
Yeah, they sound like
but
snakes.
But anyway, that's the extra capital would help us for this year. It was just something I thought I'd run by you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we
have some information on it or whatever you do.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, and how, you know, when do you need this by? Like, trying to get it as soon as possible?
I suppose.
Okay.
I don't have no idea. I've never done this before, so I don't know how long it takes. And I know you'll need all our information and stuff, so I'm sure it takes a little while.
And actually, we can get you answers, you know, pretty quick on this amount. I could probably get you an answer by next week if we have, you know, all the information. It's a real simple process. It's a one-page application, and then it'd be 6 months business bank statements. They just evaluate the cash flow of the business, make sure they're not giving you anything, you know, that'd be a burden. And then your most recent tax return, you know, 2014.
Okay, no, we got all that stuff. So
do
you
okay,
have my
perfect.
Email, Danny?
I don't have it. What's a good email for you?
I'll just do my personal one. It's shorter than the company. Just
okay.
Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E,
okay.
Dot Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S,
okay.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. I'll go ahead, you know, and shoot that over. Oh, and do your customers pay with credit cards? Like, do you have a lot of...
Well, not a lot. On our pump side, they pay, but most of it's invoicing.
Most of it's invoicing. Okay, then that'll be fine. As I'd say there's like a huge volume.
I got
a
year-to-end balance sheet I can send you.
Okay.
Supposed to get us this year's up to date. We hope to get it the next day or two.
Okay, great. Okay.
Cut you short. I'm going to call this lawyer guy, and hopefully he's got some good news for me. He normally don't call.
Yeah. Well, I hope he does. I hope he has good news for you as well.
I don't want to miss him. So hey, thanks a lot, and then.
Yeah, no problem. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes. And when do you think you can get it back to me so I can get this going for you?
I think I can today, yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
I'll see what you need and get out and get on it.
Okay, sounds good, Doyle. I'll go ahead and send that
all
to
right,
you.
Thanks, yeah.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.